The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Susan Dellinger from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next hour, I'll be reading to you from Oprah Magazine, June 2018, Volume 20, Number 6. This is the second of four installments of the June issue. Even though there are five Fridays in June, we had some technical problems last week and missed that installment. This month's cover is red, white, and blue. Oprah wears faded jeans, a white scooped neck t-shirt, and a blue-gray suede blazer and stands against a white backdrop. The big white O for Oprah Magazine sits on a red background, and the headline is in bold red print. Are you ready for some good news? Oprah talks to Stephen Colbert, Salma Hayek, and Jordan Peele. And we'll get to that article in one of the next couple of installments. But let's start out this week with The World According to Gale. And we have a big picture of Gale in the upper right-hand corner walking just outside the West Wing with President Obama. Now, President Obama is tieless in a blue Oxford cloth shirt, navy blue blazer, and gray slacks. Gale is wearing a lemon yellow scoop-necked sweater over a lemon yellow pencil skirt and bright grape purple suede boots. The heading is called Witness. Gale says 2 years ago, HBO cameras shadowed key members of President Obama's foreign policy staff, including then Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes and former Secretary of State John Kerry during the team's last lap. The resulting film is The Final Year, a fly-on-the-wall look at how hard staffers worked to set the course for the next administration. It's no spoiler to say the 2016 election didn't go the way they thought it would, but in one scene, Kerry puts it best, quote, "You never fail when you try greatly to go out and make things happen," end of quote. Hear, hear. And over on the left side of the page, we have a picture of Juliana Margulies looking like a vixen, sitting at a desk in an executive office, and her auburn full tresses are just curling around her bare shoulders. And she has on this oversized white top with a big 6-inch collar that overlaps. And the heading is Tune In. Emmy and Golden Globe winner Juliana Margulies can play a courageous, strong-willed woman, hello, the good wife, but can she pull off diabolical? Yes. In Dietland, June 4th on AMC, Juliana is Kitty Montgomery, an icy magazine editor who verbally abuses her plus-size ghostwriter, Plum Kettle, played by Joy Nash. Throw in references to the hashtag MeToo movement and a few mysterious murders, and Dietland becomes a must-see. Under this, under a big headline that says Read, Note to Self is one of CBS This Morning's most popular segments, where public figures like comedian Chelsea Handler and private folks like my favorite, a gay NFL player, write letters to their younger selves. Now you can carry their hard-earned wisdom around with you. Note to Self, Inspiring Words from Inspiring People, is a collection of those powerful letters, and I wrote the foreword, says Gale, that will have you thinking deep thoughts and reaching for tissues. Under the heading Watch, we have a picture here of Melissa McCarthy, and she is getting ever, ever slimmer. And she's got big, sort of thin, horn-rimmed glasses, round glasses, and her hair is sort of curly, just barely touches the top of her shoulders. And she's carrying a big, like a tiger paw print. It's one of those collegiate things, something you take to a basketball game or a football game. And it reads, "Is the end of a marriage ever funny? Only when it sets the plot of a Melissa McCarthy comedy in motion. Life of the Party, which comes out May 11th, stars the uproarious actress as Deanna, a housewife who goes back to college after her husband takes off with another woman. Plot twist? Her daughter is a senior at the same school. Get ready for mother-daughter walks of shame, sorority dance-offs, and other raunchy fun. Because as they say in the movie, sometimes you've got to party through it. And now, under the heading Eat, we have a big black cast iron skillet filled with what I recognized immediately as cornbread. And then there's a little bowl of butter beside it. But here's what Gail says. Curious about the dish to the right? Maybe it's mac and cheese? A quiche? No, it's actually the best cornbread I've ever tasted, Gail says. My favorite son, Will, and I enjoyed it at Nora, a Los Angeles restaurant specializing in American cuisine. We went because it shares a name with my CBS This Morning co-host. And just like Nora, the person, the place did not disappoint. Its cornbread was sweet, moist, and crunchy all at once. Add a dollop of rosemary honey butter and thank me later. NoraRestaurant.com to find out more, and that's Nora with an H. Let's look now at Live Your Best Life, and every month they have a big photograph to begin the section. And this one is the silhouette of a young woman against a bright summer afternoon sky with the sun shining right between her and her outstretched arm where she's holding an American flag, which is sort of waving in the breeze. And here's the quote from Beryl Markham. No horizon is so far that you cannot get above it or beyond it. Now, when we turn the page, we have the gratitude meter. Five things we're smiling about this month, and we go from awe to awesome. And first off, we have a little girl holding a bowling ball. Spare time. Between Memorial Day and Labor Day, strikes and tikes go together like a 7-10 split. The Kids Bowl Free program lets children roll up to two daily games all summer. Locate a participating alley from more than 1,450 nationwide near you at kidsbowlfree.com and register your little Lebowski today. The second item, Burning Man. If your dad likes it hot, the new Dave's Gourmet sauces in roasted jalapeno, ginger citrus, and garlic red pepper make zesty Father's Day treats. The flavors are whipped together, resulting in a creamy, rather than drizzly, condiment perfect for chip tippers and burger flippers alike. Go to davesgourmet.com to find out more. And next, Learning the Ropes. Picture Orange is the New Black with shiny spandex instead of jumpsuits, and you've got Glow, the Netflix comedy inspired by real-life Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling TV show from the 1980s. In our Rumble opinion, Glow's season 2 return on June 29th shouldn't be missed. And next we have a pie with a lattice top, and the heading, Old Spices. The Vintage Baker is a cherry cookbook featuring modernized versions of early to mid-20th century recipes, like shortbread, now with lemon zest and pepper, and banana fritters, now with a hint of chai. Butter up. And finally, number five, a completely awesome Rainbow Connection. Despite not being officially recognized by the White House last year, LGBTQ Pride is still celebrated each June. So march in a parade, binge RuPaul's Drag Race for 30 days straight, no pun intended, and say it loud and proud, love is love. And across the bottom of this page, under the heading O-Libs, we have Kofi Cirabo. The sultry heartthrob of Owns Queen Sugar, which returns for season 3 with a two-night premiere May 29th and 30th, communes with nature and craves fufu. And Kofi is shown here with his hair cut really, really short, but kind of a fringy beard. If I weren't an actor, I would have ended up And Kofi says, a photojournalist. Telling people's stories is a passion of mine. If I wasn't able to do it through acting or filmmaking, I'd probably be taking pictures and writing. He says, my go-to shower song is anything by the gospel group The Clark Sisters. If I had to pick one, You Brought the Sunshine. Next, most people don't know that, and he fills in, I love trees. They give us oxygen and ask for nothing in return. They're grand and simple and still. Let's put it this way. I have more tree friends than people friends. I can't even pick a favorite because that would feel like discrimination. He says, my biggest pet peeve is all forms of oppression. And finally, my desert island meal would be my mother's fufu and ground nut soup. Fufu is a dough made from cassava mixed with green plantain flour and is a staple in my Ghanaian home. Everyone makes ground nut soup differently, but it usually calls for peanut butter, potatoes or yams, carrots, tomatoes, garlic, paprika, pepper, and chicken or beef. It's not an easy dish to prepare. It's often reserved for special occasions and holidays, so a lot of time and love goes into making it just right. Now, still in Live Your Best Life, we go to My Best Life, and our celebrity this month is Sarah Paulson. The daring Emmy and Golden Globe winner who co-stars in the new all-female Ocean's 8, which is out June 8th, cozies up to Rihanna and frosty drinks. And the picture of this ivory-skinned blonde shows her sitting in a dress that's inspired a bit by the Marilyn Monroe silver dress when she's standing over the grate and it's flying up around her. This one is a slip dress. It's very skimpy on the top, and it's in pale, pale peach, and it has those accordion pleats in the full skirt. She has short blonde hair, and she's looking at us with her deep brown eyes, and she's wearing beige lace pumps. Her best escape. She says, if I head into a drugstore, you will not hear me for 24 hours. I'll go in for Band-Aids and come out with salves, lotions, hair masks, nail stickers, magazines, and paper towels. Her best collection, my striped shirts. The set rivals any sailor's. One day I opened my closet and thought, there aren't enough days in the year to wear all these striped garments. But I need cropped ones for high-waisted pants, long ones for low-rise jeans, and body-hugging ones in case I wear overalls. If it's got a stripe on it, I probably own it. Best TV binge? I watched the second season of The Crown in 2 days. This is a spoiler, but I knew it was the last season for all the actors on the show. So it was imbued with so much sentiment because I didn't want to say goodbye. I wept like a baby, knowing my time with Claire Foy as Queen Elizabeth II had come to an end. Best on-set experience. Singing Rihanna songs in my head every time I saw her while we were filming Ocean's 8, and desperately trying to hold my tongue. I just wanted to ask her, work, 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 what happens after the work? But Sandra Bullock would give me a side eye that said, don't do it, Paulson. And finally, best girls' night out. Having icy cold drinks at the Tower Bar in Los Angeles. The vibe makes you feel like you're on a ship in the 1930s. And now we go to the Let's Eat section. And our singular sensation this month, a delicious celebration of one standout ingredient, asparagus, that statuesque beauty of the produce aisle. And we have a bunch of asparagus here, standing at attention, almost like the irregular posts on a fence. And there are green ones and purple ones, and they're just glistening with moisture. Now, when we turn the page, why we love it. Even veggie phobes have been known to pile mild and tender asparagus on their plates. But if you enjoy the long and lean spears solely as a side for steak or fish, you're missing out. With minimal prep, you can instantly brighten nearly any dish with chunks of the celebrated vegetable's green goodness. White asparagus has a lighter flavor than green, while purple is a little sweeter, making it a delicious snack raw. To prevent stringiness with thicker stalks, use a vegetable peeler to remove the outer layer of skin. Make your marinara heartier and healthier by adding chopped sautéed spears to the sauce. And the trick for fresh stalks? Store them upright in the fridge in a container with about 1 inch of water at the bottom. Then cover loosely with a plastic bag. And they have a little diagram here of them in a jar, with the tops, the florally part at the top sticking out, a little bit of water at the bottom, and a bag over the top that's been tied. Now we have a couple of recipes. Pumpernickel panzanella. This makes 6 servings, an active time of 25 minutes, and a total time of 35 minutes. Here are the ingredients. 1 pound asparagus trimmed and chopped. 1 bunch of scallions cut into 1 inch lengths. 2 tablespoons plus 2 teaspoons of extra virgin olive oil divided. 3/4 teaspoons of salt divided. 6 cups pumpernickel cubes. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 1 tablespoon of white wine vinegar. 1 tablespoon spicy brown mustard. 1 tablespoon prepared horseradish. 1/4 cup chopped dill. 4 cups arugula, 1/2 bunch watermelon or regular radishes, trimmed and thinly sliced. And here are the instructions. Arrange 2 oven racks in upper and lower thirds of oven and preheat oven to 450 degrees. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss asparagus, scallions, 2 tablespoons of oil, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt, spread in a single layer. Bake on lower rack until vegetables are browned and tender, about 15 minutes. On another large rimmed baking sheet, arrange bread in a single layer. Bake on upper rack until crisp and dry, stirring once, 10 to 15 minutes. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, whisk remaining 2 tablespoons of oil, lemon juice, vinegar, mustard, horseradish, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Stir in dill. Add bread and toss, then add roasted vegetables, arugula, and radishes. Toss until well combined. And here's a tip. Try this. Give your panzanella extra chew by using focaccia in place of pumpernickel. And our next recipe is brown butter tortellini with toasted garlic and asparagus. This makes 4 servings with a total time of 20 minutes. And here are the ingredients. 1 pound of cheese tortellini, 1 lemon, 3 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 8 ounces asparagus chopped, 2 garlic cloves minced, 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon of ground black pepper, 2 tablespoons of chopped tarragon, grated parmesan, 4 serving, optional. And now here are the instructions. In a pot of boiling water, cook tortellini according to package directions, then drain. Meanwhile, using a vegetable peeler, remove 3 1-inch strips of zest from lemon. Thinly slice the zest. In a large skillet over medium heat, melt the butter. Add asparagus and garlic, season with salt and pepper, and cook, tossing occasionally, until starting to soften, 2 to 3 minutes. Increase heat to medium-high, add lemon zest, and cook, tossing, until butter turns golden brown, about 2 minutes. And finally, toss asparagus mixture with tortellini and tarragon. Serve with Parmesan, if desired. Let's move now to the Feeling Good section of the magazine. The first article is Thinking Ahead, What Can We Do to Have Sharp Mental Faculties Later? Most of what we read about Alzheimer's disease is worrying at best, terrifying at worst. Recently, however, a bright spot has emerged, the very real possibility of prevention. You may already know that eating a balanced Mediterranean-style diet, rich in vegetables, fruits, fish, whole grains, beans, and healthy fats like olive oil, may lower your risk of dementia. Cardio workouts also show strong promise, experts say. A new meta-analysis found that they may delay the onset of Alzheimer's or improve cognition once the decline has begun. But scientists are finding even more ways you can fortify your brain against the ravages of this, for now, incurable disease. First off, get great sleep. Many studies have found a link between scant sleep and cognitive decline. One explanation, a good night's slumber seems to have a protective effect against the beta amyloid clumps, or brain plaques, that are one of the defining characteristics of Alzheimer's. These harmful proteins build up while the brain is hard at work. However, sleep appears to help counteract their production and clear them away, explains Andrew Budson, MD, a professor of neurology at Boston University School of Medicine and co-author of 7 Steps to Managing Your Memory. The takeaway? Aim for 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night, says Budson. You'll not only encourage your brain to take out its trash, but you'll also give it the rest it needs to store memories and be ready to learn more the next day. Next tip, subtract the added sugar. Evolving data suggest that a diet high in refined carbohydrates and added sugar is a drag on your cognitive powers. These foods drive up insulin levels, and chronically high insulin levels are associated with Alzheimer's. In fact, the disease is sometimes referred to as type 3 diabetes. We're trying to better understand the connection, says Budson, going on to say, but there's no doubt the correlation is there. Spikes in blood sugar are not healthy for the brain. A recent study that looked at the long-term data of more than 5,000 people found that the higher the blood glucose levels, the more likely they were to suffer cognitive decline. In a 2013 study in neurology, researchers hypothesized that chronically high levels may damage the hippocampus, which plays a key role in memory processing. The takeaway, if you're really serious about trying to prevent Alzheimer's, especially if you have a family history of the disease, give up added sugar and processed treats altogether. Budson, a strong proponent of the Mediterranean diet for brain health, says, quote, instead of brownies or cookies at the end of a meal, try fruits or nuts, end of quote. Strawberries, apricots, dates, cashews, hazelnuts, almonds, they're all nutrient-rich and tasty, too. And finally, drink to your health. Then stop. You may have heard that alcohol is bad for your brain and good for it. Here's the deal. Red wine contains a compound called resveratrol, which may sound familiar to you because of all the fevered attention it began receiving in the 1990s for supposedly helping people live healthier longer. The hype has cooled a bit, but some scientists continue to speculate that resveratrol may help your brain stay healthy longer, possibly protecting it against cognitive decline by suppressing inflammation. On the other hand, too much alcohol may do the opposite, sparking inflammation within the brain's frontal lobes, the area that organizes the storage and retrieval of memories. Drinking may also interfere with cellular repair in this region, Budson says. What's more, too many pours can cause damage to the liver, pancreas, and heart, all of which can impact brain health and predispose you to strokes. A 2018 study found that alcohol use disorders were a major risk factor for all dementias, particularly early onset. The takeaway, enjoy a drink at dinner, especially in the company of friends and family, since being socially engaged is another way to help your brain age well. And then on the sidebar, we have the heading work. Here's something to ponder. It turns out that devoted meditators have different brains from the rest of us. They tend to be larger in volume, have stronger connections between regions associated with attention and learning, and possibly age more slowly. In one 2016 study, the brains of 50-year-old long-term meditators appeared to be 7.5 years younger than those of their same age non-meditating peers. It's not clear whether meditation causes the differences or if people with certain brain structures are more likely to meditate, says study co-author Nicholas Chirbun, Ph.D., director of the Neuroimaging and Brain Lab at Australian National University. But it's a fact that meditation can help keep brain-eroding stress at bay. Meditation phobes can try to stay on track with this popular hack. Come up with a one-word mantra, like peace, and repeat it to yourself throughout your meditation practice. This will keep you in the zone where you can feel your mind expand. Our next article in Feeling Good is called The Gut Bug Diet: How Cultivating the Right Bacteria May Help Keep Your Weight in Check. You exercise, you control your portions, you limit sweets, but what have you done for your gut bacteria lately? If you think that sounds odd, think again. Gerard E. Mullen, M.D., an associate professor of medicine at the Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore and the author of The Gut Balance Revolution, says, quote, "We're finding that the composition of your gut microbiome is a crucial factor in gaining and losing weight," end of quote. Most of your gut microbiome, or your intestinal flora, is dominated by two classes of bacteria: Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes. And research has shown that obese people typically have a significantly higher ratio of the former to the latter. This makes sense, considering how the two types of bacteria function. Firmicutes are excellent at converting food to energy and promoting the storage of fat in the body, says William DePaola, Ph.D., an associate professor of medicine and director of the Center for Microbiome Sciences and the Therapeutics at the University of Washington Medical Center in Seattle. What's more, he adds, firmicutes also help produce serotonin, the feel-good hormone. It's thought, then, that the more you eat, the more your fat storage-promoting firmicutes flourish, which may then rev up your serotonin production, which boosts your mood and, in a vicious cycle, strengthens your craving to eat even more. Bacteroidetes, meanwhile, have a totally different effect. They specialize in breaking down bulky plant starches and fibers into energy that the body can immediately use so that it's not stored as fat, DePaola says. But you and your microbiome are what you eat. He says, quote, "When you change your diet over the long term, you can change your gut bacteria," end of quote. Here's how to help your gut help you achieve or maintain a healthy weight. Become a hardcore herbivore. Bacteroidetes feed on fiber and resistant starches, aka vegetables. Studies have found that eating a vegetarian or plant-rich Mediterranean diet increases bacteroidetes and reduces firmicutes, while a typical meat-heavy Western diet does the opposite. So sample widely from the salad bar. One review of more than 50 studies found that eating an additional 14 grams of fiber per day was associated with a loss of about 4 pounds in just under 4 months. Next, check out probiotics. They're not magic pills that will make you shed pounds overnight, but Mullen says that some types of probiotics, including Lactobacillus gasseri, L. plantarum, and L. paracasi, may indirectly encourage weight loss by helping block fat absorption. These supplements, which you can find in capsule form, are considered safe for healthy people. Any side effects, such as gas or bloating, are usually mild. And finally, avoid unnecessary antibiotics. These bug killers wipe out all your bacteria, not just the ones making you sick. And prescription drugs aren't all you need to watch out for. It's also a good idea to scrub your diet of stealth meds by eating organic, antibiotic-free meat, poultry, fish, eggs, and dairy. If your doctor does prescribe antibiotics to treat a urinary tract infection or strep throat, Mullen recommends eating kefir or fermented foods like tempeh, sauerkraut, and kimchi, which will help repopulate your gut. Welcome back, Beneficial Bugs. Our next article in Feeling Good is called "Hurts So Bad." Feeling less ooh than ow in the bedroom? Here's what may be causing your pain. About 30% of American women had a nasty surprise the last time they tried to get it on. it hurt. Yet many are embarrassed to share this with their doctor, says Georgine Lamvu, MD, a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Central Florida and chair of the International Pelvic Pain Society. Even when they do, the doctor might not know how to find the source of their problem. Andrew Goldstein, MD, director of the Centers for Vulvovaginal Disorders in New York City and Washington, D.C., says, quote, "Women often get very poor care when it comes to the evaluation and treatment of sexual pain disorders. In my 20,000 hours of OBGYN residency training, I received 45 minutes on sexual dysfunction," end of quote. But things are looking up. 59% of gynecologists are now female, compared with just 13% in 1990, according to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. And many patients may be more comfortable confiding in a woman. We asked the experts for advice on sexual healing. And we have four different symptoms here, the likely offender, and what to do. The first symptom is maddening itchiness, irritation, or burning. Maybe some discharge, too. The likely offender? Most women will experience vaginitis or vaginal inflammation at some point. In fact, it's not unusual to have two bouts per year. Most commonly, it's bacterial vaginosis, BV, or a yeast infection. BV may involve a fishy-smelling milky discharge. Yeast infection discharge tends to be odorless and white to yellowish. Vaginitis can result from washing with certain bath gels or soaps, douching, using spermicides or antibiotics, or having sex with new partners. What to do? Don't ignore this. Persistent vaginitis may lead to pelvic floor problems, including chronically tightened muscles. BV can also make you more susceptible to sexually transmitted infections. Talk to an OBGYN who will likely write you a prescription for a cream or a pill, and once and for all, ditch the douche. The next symptom, a red, swollen, raw feeling, irritating vulva, itchiness, burning pain on contact. Likely offender? This could be an allergic reaction or contact dermatitis. Sensitive skin on the vulva can become irritated by soaps, lotions, vaginal washes, spermicides, towelettes, deodorant tampons and pads, even some yeast infection creams, Goldstein says, as well as residue from laundry detergent or fabric softener that lingers on underwear. Latex, a popular scapegoat, affects only about 1-4% of the general population. What to do? See if pain subsides after abstaining from the possible culprit. Are you using a new body wash? What about shaving cream? And remember that lukewarm water does a fine job of keeping your genital area clean without getting in the way of your love life. And our third of four symptoms, an acute pelvic pain like a stabbing sensation while attempting or having sex. Likely offender, genitopelvic pain penetration disorder, GPPPD, occurs when muscles at the opening of the vaginal canal contract involuntarily, often prohibiting penetration. In some cases, the agony may lead to a fear of being touched anywhere near the pelvis. Causes of the disorder are unclear, but it may be due to pain from endometriosis, recurrent urinary tract infections, an injury to the pelvic area, or psychological factors like a history of sexual abuse. What to do? Whatever the cause of your GPPPD, a pelvic pain specialist should be able to help. See one directly or ask an OBGYN for referral. She may suggest pelvic floor physical therapy, which involves therapeutic massage and exercises to help ease the pain or possibly resolve the condition altogether, and is often covered by insurance. And the final symptom, a burning or chafing feeling during intercourse, even when you're aroused. Likely offender, vaginal atrophy. This downer of a name refers to an equally disheartening condition, the thinning, drying, and inflammation of the tissues of the vulva and vagina, and the resulting discomfort during intercourse. This is most often because of a decrease in estrogen levels that happens during perimenopause, postmenopause, or surgical menopause when ovaries are removed. What to do? Lube, lube, lube. Silicone lubricants tend to be more slippery and last longer than water-based products, says Lauren Stryker, MD, a clinical associate professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. Doctors can prescribe hormonal, namely estrogen treatments, creams, pills, and more, as well as non-hormonal options to help alleviate the dryness and misery, so you can rediscover the joy of sex. And now, our final article in the Feeling Good section, 12 Steps Forward, One Lunge Back, How Yoga Can Invigorate a Recovery Program. In an industrial loft in West Philadelphia, 24 people are gathered for a yoga class, a brunette singer in her early 30s, a retired welder with silver hair and tattoos, a grandmother in an oversized t-shirt and leggings. But instead of chanting mantras in Sanskrit, they're practicing a different kind of call and response. Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'm an addict and alcoholic, says the instructor, a 31-year-old woman with two long braids. Hi, Amanda, the room responds as one. Anyone who's ever breathed and bent their way through a yoga class knows the practice can reduce stress. And anyone who's ever been a substance abuser knows stress can be a major factor in using and abusing. It's good news, then, that a growing number of yoga classes are geared to recovering addicts. Often a blend of 12-step meeting and easy flow stretching session, they put one more tool in the addict's recovery kit. Amanda DeLeo's class at Studio 34, called Yoga for Recovery, always starts with a sharing circle. This afternoon, a toned young woman with her hair in Afro puffs reads from a book of meditations for recovering addicts, and everyone is asked to say a few words about either the reading or how they're feeling today. The welder cracks jokes about faith. The grandma says she's, quote, just grateful to be in the company of people in recovery, end of quote. Then DeLeo, who has special training in adapting yoga for those recovering from addiction or trauma, leads the group through 30 minutes of modified postures, a standing cat-cow in which they flex and arch their backs, a low lunge, some gentle twists. On her hands and knees with her opposite arm and leg extended, she says, quote, this helps develop your interoception, which is just a fancy word for listening to your body, and that can help with impulse control, something everyone in this room could probably use more of, end of quote. The class exhales in laughter. Satbir Singh Khalsa, Ph.D., an assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, who studies the psychophysiological mechanisms underlining yoga and meditation, says, quote, yoga is a way of coping with stress at a fundamental level that changes your stress response and your perception of it. Yoga also leads to increased awareness of what feels good and what doesn't. The more you tune into this, the more likely you are to gravitate toward healthy behaviors and away from unhealthy ones. End of quote. There's no scientific evidence that yoga on its own can help an addict stay off drugs or alcohol, but studies suggest that it can complement cognitive behavioral therapy and mindfulness-based relapse prevention, MBRP, programs. Both yoga and MBRP emphasize healthy coping skills, acceptance of difficult emotions, and tolerance for discomfort, all of which can replace the need to self-medicate with drugs and alcohol. In a 2017 pilot study out of UCLA, when adults who were addicted to cocaine or methamphetamines participated in an AQI MBRP program that included some yoga practice, they experienced less substance use and showed improvements in the severity of depression, anxiety, and other psychiatric symptoms. However, even though recovery yoga is becoming more popular, not everyone lives within a quick drive of a class or has time to attend regularly. DeLeo's Sunday afternoon session is donation-based and has doubled in size over the past year. DeLeo herself credits yoga, along with AA and psychotherapy, with helping her get and stay sober. She says, quote, learning to notice the way my breath shifts in times of stress has helped me feel more in control and become less likely to let my feelings determine my behavior, end of quote. She ends today's class with the Serenity Prayer. As everyone is rolling up their mat, a 33-year-old recovering alcoholic, his Philadelphia Eagles t-shirt stretched over his broad chest, turns toward her. He says, quote, "That felt so good, I was almost in tears," end of quote. And here's a footnote. Let it go, let it flow. If you've never done yoga but are interested in this kind of intentional stretching, you might try Yoga of 12-Step Recovery. Founded in 2003, the program has since trained more than 4,000 leaders, and currently more than 450 classes are held around the world. Find one near you at y12sr.com. And now let's look at one of the special features this month, and it is entitled, You Can Go Your Own Way. There's one companion who shares your tastes exactly and never fails to get you. So why don't you take her on an adventure? A solo trip may be the ultimate heroine's journey. You'll discover amazing sights, hidden strengths, moments of truth, and all you need to get started is this roadmap. Let's do it. You Can Go Your Own Way is an A to Z guide to the joys of traveling solo. And A is for agenda. As in, yours is the only one that counts. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want. No one will snipe about the price of front row theater tickets or judge you for sleeping till noon. Does monument hopping bore you senseless? Skip it. Spend the afternoon indulging your crazy fascination with foreign drugstores instead. B is for baggage. Before you pack your buckwheat pillow, essential oils collection, and three bathrobes of varying thicknesses, keep this in mind. Janet Wall, publisher of the website Solo Traveler, says, quote, "You'll be the one hauling your own suitcase, hoisting it into overhead compartments, and dragging it up and down the stairs," end of quote. The advice is, lighten up. You want to come home with fond memories, not a hiatal hernia. C is for chance. So what if you can't afford a bucket list safari? Make it a real adventure with search engines Skyscanner.com or Fairness.com, which is F-A-R-E. Leave the destination open and you'll see the cheapest airfares from your location. Gloria Atanmo, creator of the blog Abroad, says, quote, "I've explored unique places I'd never have considered, all because the ticket costs $50. D is for dining alone. Sitting by yourself in a restaurant doesn't have to feel like starring in your own one-woman show, Friendless Loser. It's actually a great way to meet people, says Atanmo. Chat with your neighbors at the bar or ask your waiter what to see and do. If you feel awkward occupying a candlelit table at Chez Snooty, try lunch instead, says Wall. She also recommends places with communal tables or VoulezVousDiner.com, which offers dinner in the homes of locals around the world. E is for economy. To take the sting out of lodging costs, finance expert Andrea Worock recommends RumorTravel.com, where you'll find accommodations booked by people who have prepaid but now want to cancel. Think StubHub for hotel rooms. Can you be ready to go within the next week? Check out the deeply discounted rooms on the app Hotel Tonight. In some cities, you can book up to 100 days in advance, and you may want to reconsider any hostility toward hostels, some of which have private rooms. Wall says, quote, "I'm 60 and still use them. I've had fantastic conversations with the millennials I've met. We give each other fresh perspectives." F is for flea markets. Wandering through those ephemera stuffed booths gives you the opportunity to play archaeologist, sociologist, reporter, and connoisseur. Try on a bunch of Instagrammable feathered hats. Imagine the lives of people in sepia photos. Eavesdrop on the couple fighting about area rugs. Ask a vendor to tell you the story behind that creepy-eyed bisquehead doll. Get a bargain on a beautiful or bizarre objet to bring home so you can remember this day forever. G is for group travel. Does the idea of total solitude instill DEFCON 1 panic? consider a group tour. The companies G Adventures and Intrepid Travel organize excursions all over the world in small groups, usually 10 or less, with a mix of planned activities and free time for roaming. This year, Intrepid launched 6 solo-only tours, including jaunts in India, Morocco, and Peru. Instead of tracking on the single supplement fee, a penalty many tours and resorts charge when only one person is occupying a room, G Adventures and Intrepid will match you with a fellow traveler of the same gender. You can also opt for your own room at an additional cost. H is for house sitting. Somewhere in Oaxaca, there's a casa bonita that's yours for the taking. All you have to do is water the ficus. Nora Dunn, whose experiences inspired her blog, The Professional Hobo, says, quote, "I've house sat in a dozen countries. The places ranged from simple to posh. I once spent 3 months in the Caribbean on boats. Many sites that offer these gigs charge a membership fee, but a few nights free accommodation justifies the cost," end of quote. For house sitting and home swaps, search guest to guest, which is free, or home exchange, $150 per year. Pet sitters can check out Trusted House Sitters for $119 per year. I is for ice cream. Gelato in Florence, Mochi Confections in Tokyo, Ben & Jerry's at the factory in Waterbury, Vermont. Everywhere you go, there's a cold, delicious local treat just waiting for you to taste it. J is for journal. Without the distraction of chit-chat, you're free to be absorbed in your surroundings. Jot the details in a notebook. It'll come in handy one day when you write your memoir. K is for kinship. Onika Raymond, Travel Channel host and author of the blog Onika the Traveler, says, quote, "Travelers are a friendly bunch. On my first solo trip to Mexico, I met 2 sisters and we explored the city together. Traveling alone doesn't mean being alone. In 60 countries, almost everyone I've met has welcomed me. I always learn a few words in the local language, like good morning, and a smile is universally understood," end of quote. L is for learning. One way to guarantee you'll come back a changed woman, gain new knowledge or skills. The nonprofit organization Rhodes Scholar offers 5,500 learning vacations in more than 150 countries and every state, whether you want to take photos in Cuba or throw pots in the Blue Ridge Mountains. If you're curious about your family's history, Go Ahead Tours has teamed up with Ancestry.com to offer genealogy trips in Italy, Germany, and Ireland, with more destinations to come. Or do your own independent study, antebellum architecture in Savannah, or modern art in Minneapolis. M is for meetups. Should you get lonely, the free app, Tourlina, can connect you with a network of 40,000 female travelers, all individually vetted. Raymond also recommends meetup.com for group activities tailored to your interests, hiking, wine tasting, and Nomadness Travel Tribe, an online community of 19,000 globetrotters of color, most of them women. Raymond says, quote, "I met up with someone from Nomadness in Brussels, and we had a lovely day just wandering the streets." N is for native tour guides. You can walk your way through every best of list on the internet, but there's still no better way to get to know a place than having a beer with a local. Through Global Greeter Network, you can find volunteer guides eager to show you around their hometowns, from Houston to Hanoi. O is for outdoors. If part of you longs to run with the wolves, but another part has nightmares about running from the wolves, a group wilderness tour offers safety in numbers. Last year, REI Adventures launched 19 women-only trips organized by activity level, from placid paddling through Baja to scaling the icy face of Mount Shasta. P P is for photo ops. For selfies as incredible as your exploits, Kristen Francis, founder of the blog Souvenir Finder, suggests the CamKix Bluetooth camera shutter remote control, $9, works with a number of phones, and a small lightweight tripod like the Joby GripTight 1GP stand, $35, has flexible legs that can wrap around trees or street signs so you can stage your own shoot. Q is for Quirk. Even if you have the budget for only a day trip, you can still find exotic sites. Go to Atlas Obscura, atlasobscura.com, and type in your city to discover hidden gems. A search of Atlanta turned up a Noguchi-designed playground, Trader Vic's Tiki Bar, and the Secret Gardens at the Kator Wolford Gardens outside the city, and the shop Junkman's Daughter, where you can admire intricate murals, browse through vintage items, and adopt a kitten. R is for rest. Do you sleep more soundly alone? Set the thermostat to suit yourself. Take up both sides of the bed. Hog all the pillows. Rejoice. S is for self-reliance. When it's up to you to read the map, decipher the train schedule, and remember the Portuguese word for ladies' room, you learn how capable you are. Wall says, quote, "That sense of strength and confidence stays with you," end of quote. If you do run into trouble finding your hotel or getting a taxi, don't be shy about asking for help, she adds, quote, "It's safer to choose someone rather than looking vulnerable and letting them choose you," end of quote. T is for tech trick. Chill out your nervous loved ones by giving them easy access to your itinerary with Google Docs. Raymond says, quote, "You can make changes as you go so everyone stays updated," end of quote. U is for unpredictability in travel. As in life, things don't always go according to plan, and those will be the most memorable moments. Jan O'Neill, president of Tripping.com, a search site for vacation rentals, says, quote, "The best stories aren't about standing in line at the Louvre. One night in Costa Rica, the power went out, but I found a bar where it seemed the entire town was packed inside, dancing by candlelight. It was the highlight of the trip." V is for volunteer. Help a handsome Hungarian hone his English. Pick raspberries in Australia. Welcome hostel guests in Ireland. If you're willing to lend a hand, you can find a free or cheap place to lay your head. Check out Workaway, $36 for yearly membership, or worldwide opportunities on organic farms. Membership varies by country. W is for walking. Both taking walks and taking trips can supposedly help boost creative thinking. So whether you want to plot the great American novel or work through a thorny personal problem, here's your chance. Just put on a pair of comfortable shoes and let your feet and your thoughts roam free. As Rebecca Solnit wrote in Wanderlust, quote, "Exploring the world is one of the best ways of exploring the mind, and walking travels both terrains," end of quote. Z is for Xenodochio. That's Greek for hotel, but cozying up with a room service menu and a TV remote means bliss in any language. Y is for YOLO. Quote, "As I look back on my life, the days I treasure most are the ones I spent at home eating crackers and reading gossip blogs," end of quote. Said no one ever. And Z is for Zen. Taking in new sights and sounds sharpens your senses. We feel more alive in the present moment. Bringing that awareness back to our daily lives can make any ordinary day feel like an adventure. And when we're comfortable with ourselves, we feel more at home wherever we go. Atanmo says, quote, "Travel doesn't necessarily change you. It just reveals who you already are. For me, it's meant coming to terms with my introversion and lack of patience, but accepting your truths is liberating. That kind of growth is the greatest journey of all," end of quote. And now let's head to the beach in O's Summer Style Handbook. We looked at several pages in June's first installment. Now let's check out a mood board the O fashion staff has put together called Hippie Luxe. It's a casual look with straw hats and totes and raffia tasseled earrings inspired by a colorful scene from a crowded San Pedro, Peru beach on a sunny summer day. In the foreground, brightly painted wooden rowboats sit on the sand. In the background, Throngs of beachgoers and colored umbrellas crowd the surf's edge. At the center of the Hippie Luxe mood board is a red one-piece swimsuit in a see-through red chevron pattern. The suit has a skinny shoulder strap and high-cut leg openings. The bust is covered with a lining, and a strategically placed panel runs down the center of the front of the suit. Find this $121 Kenneth Cole suit at houseofswim.com. Pair this red suit with sapphire blue with big red and yellow poppies printed drawstring pajama-style pants from roadresort.com. They're $310. The perfect sandal for this casual look is an $89 Vince Camuto flat tan footbed sandal with thin blue and turquoise straps. It's available at nordstrom.com. A Nick and Zoe olive safari-inspired jacket with a drawstring waist, big patch pockets with flaps, and a covered snap front will keep the chill off your shoulders. It's $198 at nickandzoe.com. Add more red to your look with Kendra Scott tiered red raffia-tasseled earrings for $125. A large straw hat from beachhare.com, and that's H-A-R-E, ties with red cords that end in red tassels. The hat is $145. Large square tortoise shell sunglasses are $99 from C-S-E-E-I-E-Y-E-Wear.com, C-I-Wear.com. Carry your sunscreen and beach read in a straw tote with an oversized black Glen plaid design and black, brown, and gold pom-poms around the tote. The top. The tote is $68 from VeraBradley.com. That completes the Hippie Luxe mood board. Now, under the heading Strap Happy, we have a deep plum purple one-piece swimsuit with a sweetheart neckline and mix-and-match straps. The caption reads, "We love Aurora Sand Swim, a collection of bikinis and one-pieces with fun interchangeable straps." This suit is $180 and the straps are $30 to $40 per pair. Metal rings on each side of the top of the bust make tying the different straps on easy. Shown here are straps out of the same plum purple fabric, a multicolored chiffon scarf, and beaded cords with charms. That's a taste of the summer handbook. As we come to the end of this session, let's listen to an answer or two to this month's question, "Who helps you look on the bright side?" Jackie Batiste Armstrong of Inglewood, California says, "I'm turning 70 this year, and being proud of my life accomplishments has allowed me to pat myself on the back and say, 'Thank you, Jackie. Job well done. You're looking good, girl.'" Joanne Junkala of Melbourne, Florida says, "My 8-year-old daughter. She's full of life and reminds me to never take myself too seriously." And we've run out of time for today's episode of Oprah Magazine. Be sure to listen next time. We hope that you've enjoyed it. I'm Susan Dellinger, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.